You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
So the government is repealing and replacing the Resource Management Act and has released their plan yesterday. So there have been calls from both National and Labor Party to replace the RMA. Labor is planning to break it down and replace it with three smaller acts. And to talk to me more about it, I have National MP for Environment and RMA, Scott Simpson, on the phone with me right now to talk about these changes. Good afternoon, Scott. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Good afternoon.
So is the current RMA outdated, and how is it impacting action on environmental issues?
Well, the current legislation is now almost 30 years old, in fact just a little bit over 30 years old, and at the time it was originally passed, it was considered world-leading. It attempted to mix together two conflicting priorities, really. One was the need for us to build and develop infrastructure, houses, roads, all those sorts of things, whilst at the same time protecting, maintaining and enhancing our natural environment. Now, at the time, we thought that this was world-leading and that other countries would follow us. The reality is that they didn't. And 30 years on, we've got a statute now that is slow, cumbersome, expensive, and actually isn't working for our built environment, and it's not working for our natural environment either. So at the last election, there was, I think, consensus across all the political parties that the time had come to put an end to the current legislative regime, the Resource Management Act, and effectively start again. And that's a process that the current government is undertaking. That of itself is a long and slow process. The easy part is to say, oh yeah, let's get rid of the RMA. The harder, far more tricky part is, well, what do you replace it with?
So what are the key differences between what Labor has proposed and what National proposes?
Well, we took the view during the last election that actually what we should do is split out the two conflicting priorities of development and building and construction and protection of the natural, our natural resources, and actually have two separate statutes. One, effectively, an Environment Act, which preserves and makes clear what our environmental bottom lines are. Those are currently in the existing RMA, so that's good. And then we would also have essentially a Planning Act that would be the act that set the rules and regulations around what you could build, where you could build it, and how. And so those conflicts between conservation and development are always going to be present no matter what the legislative framework is. It's a question of how we as a nation go about putting them into effect. All New Zealanders, I think, want to maintain and protect and enhance our natural environment, and that those are worthwhile, wonderful, good goals, and we would all agree with that, I think. But sometimes there is argument about how best to do that and at what pace and at what speed and in what quantum. Similarly, we've got housing issues at the moment. We've got the need for improved roading infrastructure, the need to build a strong and vibrant economy so that we can all have a prosperous and bright future. That means development of land, development of resources, and building things. So you've got to have some rules and regulations around that as well. And those two issues, the natural environment and the need to build, will always be in conflict. We've got to have a legislative and a regulatory model that allows that those conflicts to be resolved
quickly,
efficiently, and without too many lawyers involved.
So then how is the National's proposal different to what Labor has proposed?
Well, it would be more simple. We're not saying that this proposal from David Parker is completely bad. It's a bit like the curate's egg. It's good in places. What we will do now is go through it in detail, and bear in mind we haven't seen yet, no one's yet seen the basis of the legislation. So all that we've got is the proposal that the current RMA will be replaced by three new statutes and possibly a couple more as we progress this. And I guess the risk that we confront as a nation is that if we're not really careful, we'll end up with an even more complicated, more costly and even slower red tape regime than we have now.
So National was in power for a number of years while the RMA was an issue. Why hasn't National made these changes earlier while in power?
Well, quite simply, we didn't have the numbers in Parliament. The first rule of politics is learn to count, and in our Parliament you need 61 votes. We didn't have those 61 votes because, remember, we had support from ACT, the Maori Party, and United Future for a period of time, and we needed a coalition of parties to support us. What's interesting is that during that 9 years, the current Labor Party opposed every single initiative that we put forward. We take what we think is a more open view. We're very willing and happy and prepared to work with the current government to achieve sensible long-term change that will help break the logjam that is the current RMA.
And in the proposal from Labor, they have a consideration for including an effective role for Māori. Does National's RMA plan include that?
Well, that is a fundamental part of pretty much all legislation that passes in Parliament these days. I think that during the 9 years of National, during John Key and Bill English's time, our minister who led the charge on these sorts of things was Chris Finlayson, and he made sure that iwi Māori issues were to the core, fore and front, did terrific work in that area, and I can't see that that would change in anything that we would do or want to do.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And, yeah, really appreciate your time, Scott Simpson, National MP for Environment and RMA.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.